And we're back. Oh, Jeff is talking, and we're starting the show. We're so excited, we're jumping the gun. But, Jeff, go ahead.
Big day for the SEC today. Ole Miss stayed undefeated. Then we had a great game here in Knoxville. Tennessee and Alabama. Tennessee up 28-20.
Start of the second half. We got a barn burner. It was Tennessee looked like they were going to run away with it for a bit, and Alabama's kind of fought back the last couple of minutes of the second quarter. Jeff is apparently fighting a war where he's at.
That's the band going off right now, I believe.
Yeah, well, that band might show up at my place anytime. What's going on here? We get second and 10 for Tennessee. Hendon Hooker? Tennessee really mixing it up on offense. There's a little dump over the middle for first down. Jump in with that color anytime, Jeff.
Well, sorry. I got somebody on the side just to get up and start washing dishes.
Sorry. No, I thought that was catering, but that's all right. No worries there. Catering is allowed to do what catering wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get in the way of catering. Somebody's got to keep that food coming for the white man.
When was the last time Alabama was down 28 to 10 in a game, or 18 points altogether? So that was the case in the.
It's not very often that Alabama's even like behind at the end of the half, let alone. I mean, it's probably happened a time or two, but usually they're playing from in front. Tennessee has done well. They've mixed up their plays. Their defense has been pretty good until the last couple minutes there in the second half. They leaked a little bit, but we'll see where it goes. Seems to be, we're looking at plays coming in from the sidelines, I think. Tennessee resets. Looks like Bogus has come in for quarterback for Tennessee. Bogus drops back. Oh, he unloads a deep. Oh, he's wide open. And he missed him.
Oh, man.
Oh, that hat. Oh, Bogus was hangs his
head
in shame.
Had sticks written all over that ball.
He did
everything he could to interfere with him, too.
That was a horrible. Was it just me? Because it almost looked like he turned the wrong way. The receiver.
Yeah, he cut off his route kind of.
Yeah,
like
if he turned the other direction, quarterback is just like, you got to be kidding me. Well, that was a missed opportunity. It's third and 13, and now we got a flag. Looks that was either a false start or an offside.
Offside's on Alabama, I believe.
The Zebras are looking at each other. Is offside always only 5 yards?
Yeah, it's a 5 yard penalty.
I want it to be a 35 yard penalty. I want it to move the ball into field goal range. They're not far from that anyway.
When is Tennessee last time they've been in a position to actually be a have a Heisman Trophy candidate in Hendon Hooker, and then be a national title contender. So,
well, what is it? Have they been anything since the Manning days?
Well, they actually won the year after he left, and then in 2002 they were kind of in the discussion.
Well, that was just a horrific attempt. Did they just turn the ball over on a fourth down?
They did, fourth and two, and they got stopped.
Oh. You know, you're seeing that a lot, not just in college, in the pros too, where fourth down and two is not really, there's a lot of teams going for it. Now we got a discussion going on. Bogus is probably going to get flagged for opening up his taco too soon there on that play. He added hot sauce too early. That'll be a 5-yard
penalty. They're saying this was a third down, but...
TV said clearly said fourth. The stadium is like it's not fourth down. It is only fourth down. So somebody goofed. Don't see this often.
No, you don't. The chain gang kind of messed that one up. It might have got confused when the penalty happened too. Who knows? But
well, and he's saying it's first down Alabama, so
it is Alabama ball. So we got Alabama 6-0, Tennessee 5-0, Mississippi won today against Auburn. I believe they're in what now, 7-0.
And Georgia is playing Vanderbilt, so that's a foregone conclusion.
They're undefeated. So midway through October, we have several.
Yeah, we got a big log jam up there at the top for sure. Whatever happens in this game will. It isn't really going to help because if Alabama wins, that logjam will continue, and if Tennessee wins, they'll just kind of flop places almost. I don't think Tennessee will get to 3, but you definitely have to move them up at least 1.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Tennessee would beat Bama, I believe. Can you move them past Michigan? But we looked really good today against Penn State, your boys. A big win.
I guess it... Yeah, you know, you never know with. I mean, the rankings is kind of a crapshoot anyway. But I mean, if Georgia wins, they can't drop out of 1. You wouldn't think. It's 31-0 in the third quarter, so I mean, they're certainly not going to lose, and that's enough of a beatdown that it probably keeps them at 1. I mean, can you move Ohio State when they don't play? You know, they're at 2. I mean, it's happened before, but it'd be tough to do.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, can you, I don't know, who's number 4? Clemson, I would suspect Clemson is probably going to win in Florida State. So, I mean, how do you, I mean, it depends. I guess they're going to look at, you know, strength of schedule and all that stuff. I mean, is beating Alabama when they're at number 3 a bigger deal than beating a, when you're ranked 5, when you beat a 10.
Well, they're reviewing this still yet.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
I really think the line judge may have gotten an argument with them and saying it should have been, or not line judge, but the chain.
Well, how hard would it be for the network? I mean,
they're reviewing now, though.
You should be able to rewind the tape and go, okay, well, how many plays has there been?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a hard thing to find out. I mean, heck, we could do it. You could do it at home with you if you've got a PVR. It would take 3 seconds to go, okay, there was only 2 plays. I thought there was there was a run, then the missed long bomb, and then I think there was only 1 more play. So they might be right. I think it might only be 4th down.
Well, they ran 4 play. They made a run play, then a long pass was on 2nd down that they
missed when he was open, yeah.
3rd down, they ran a running play to get to 4th and 2, and then they ran that little pass to and got stopped. I mean,
okay, well, like I said, I mean, that's not rocket science. It should take 30 seconds on fast forward or rewind to go, okay, this is quite, I don't know why this is taking so long.
Yeah, the fact, I mean,
I mean, I know they want to get it right, but...
Right.
And they keep showing this play, like... I mean, he was nowhere near to getting the first down, so... I'm not sure what they're making out of this one, either. I don't know. I wasn't paying enough attention, and I don't want to hit rewind.
So, I'm kind of miffed of what is going on.
Well, I had this discussion with somebody else the other day about how this kills momentum in games. You know, this has easily been 5 minutes.
Now the old country boy kid with a cast saying, yeah, it's about time. That's what I'm saying, kid.
So now after all of that, it's first down Alabama. So
yeah.
So they were at least right, but it took them a little while to...
But it showed 3rd down on the... The guy didn't switch it. Somewhere he got lost or got thinking he's a woman last night.
Tennessee home crew. Turned
it down. I don't know.
Yeah, you can never rule it out, you know. He might have been visited the shop. last night, and he's a little confused. A little tired, a little weary.
Ecstasy.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess, but... All right, anyway, Alabama with the ball. The 41-yard line. There's that swing pass that goes absolutely nowhere. The Volunteers lined up to make that tackle. Oh, and there we get a show. Just for a brief moment there.
A second 13. Second down, guys. It's second down now.
And what is it? Is this a regular occurrence that the Tennessee females wearing next to nothing for the football games?
Oh, that's...
Or is that everywhere? Deep ball!
Well, it's SEC country, so you gotta...
This is about the fourth time that this has happened where, that ball wasn't... Let's see this again before I say that. That ball wasn't particularly well thrown.
Get a handoff.
Yeah.
Breaks a couple tackles. Touchdown. 28-26.
Now, do you go for two?
I think so. I think you go ahead and take care of business and try to. But some people wouldn't, but I would.
A lot of time left.
Saban's old school, you may not.
That's why I go for two, you know. There's a quarter. We're only 3.5 minutes into the third quarter. I go for it. You got lots of time to score again. Especially if you believe your offense is so spectacular, which I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're going for two. They're going to go.
That would make sense.
Now, some people, now some wouldn't, but I would.
First, second two-point attempt this year for Alabama. Because they're a bunch of, normally they don't need to worry about it.
And I believe he got it. He looks like he may have been out of bounds, but the side judge says he was in. So, tie game after being down 18.
I can never understand how they can tell. We get a better view than some of the side judges get on the field. And they throw those hands up immediately, and it's like, okay, I don't even know how you could see his feet from where he was.
Yeah, he got a couple toes. I mean,
yeah, I'm not saying he wasn't in, but yeah, he had his back foot was in.
He just had that one call.
If it's the NFL, that's not a touchdown.
Right.
But for college, that's good enough. And we got a tie game, Jeff. Tie game going into the heat of the third quarter. The Tennessee faithful looking. Like they go, oh god, here we go again.
Well, you had to think that Alabama would make a comeback, but I kind of look for Tennessee to kind of rebound. They just missed on a couple passes to.
Well, they were like, they were inches away from that game being 35-21 instead of, because they should have had a touchdown on their last series there. Oh, so we're off to a break. Apparently the dishes are done. haven't heard any more noise coming out of there. So.
That's usually typical. I mean, nothing's happened all day like that, and then as soon as we start.
It matters not. It's not like this podcast hasn't heard just about everything in the background in its illustrious history.
As the Tennessee's band was really bad.
I mean, we've had run-ins by people. We've had, I remember the one, that's a while back, but I remember the one time Angie must have come into the room 7 times in a span of about 5 minutes and got yelled at every time. Tom Robinson has belched and farted on the show on several occasions. I've had my phone ring more times than I can count. So a little bit of dish action in the background didn't hurt anything.
I've had to say MJ a few times. So.
Yeah, well, that happens, you know. I mean, we're not running a television network here or anything. when you're doing it from your home, you know, there's bound to be sooner or later something's going to come up. Oh, the
Good shot of
Alabama.
the cream.
Yeah, the
Good shot
cream.
of the Crimson
Yeah,
Nets. Yeah.
that was solid. The Alabama fans look somewhat confused, and so do the Tennessee. It's almost like everybody was expecting this not to be the case, and I kind of figured this game was going to probably be a three-pointer or maybe a touchdown and overtime kind of game. This is exactly what I expected.
Well, still could be.
All right,
I mean, this
not to
is what
pick on
it's
anybody,
all
but
about. If you're SEC down here, this is what it's all about.
what in the hell is agricultural leadership? I'm sorry, but I don't know what that is. You lead the cows to the water, or what? How's that work?
Sure, have something to do with some type of farming type of.
I guess. That's a little, you guys have got degrees and everything under the sun.
Something you could look up.
Snake milking. Oh, quarterback keeps. Gains a couple of yards on first down.
He's got 11 carries for 50 yards, not bad. I mean, Tim, the Heisman could be up for grabs this game, depending on how the rest, I mean,
Whoever
do the
has
voters
the
back of this game
most
without
successful game here will be the have the leg up in the Heisman.
That's happened before. Quarterbacks have played one another. Geno Toretta beat out Casey Weldon there early 90s over their game. So,
Geno Toretta. Okay.
drops, Hooker drops back. Got a man deep. Touchdown.
Just what we said had to happen just happened. And he was like a good 3 yards past the coverage. No
I'll tell you,
offense.
that's
That's a little
happened three or
too
four
easy.
times.
It has, and that, no offense to anybody, but that's a little too easy. You can't leave a
Yeah,
guy,
they
a
should have happened
quarterback.
last possession, too.
Yeah, a quarterback of his skill set is not going to miss those throws very. I mean, he missed the last one, but jeepers. Like, he literally just, nobody touched him, and he ran, literally ran right by him.
It was like he was running the 40-yard dash without any getting pressed at the line or anything.
Although
Oh
they
my. Oh my. Tennessee missed the extra point.
oh, that'll be, well, yeah, that could loom large. Although there's
Oh
still
yeah.
lots of time left yet.
A lot of time left.
They had said earlier, is it Gary Danielson that's on the call? So
Yeah,
one of
yeah.
the, he did mention early in the first half that from what he had seen, that the Tennessee receivers, that they could curl in behind, and there was not much the Alabama guys could do about it. And that, like I said, is, I mean, even here in the third quarter, we've seen it now twice already. Once he missed them, but like that wasn't hard. High school, I mean, you clearly know high school quarterbacks that can make that throw.
Yeah, that
Not
was.
throwing any shade on high school quarterbacks, but that's, you know, for a guy of his talents, that's not a hard throw, or shouldn't be a hard throw for him. Wouldn't be a hard throw for Young either. Now, in
Well,
full
Tim, the last
disclosure,
possession should have been a touchdown, you know?
yeah, I mean, they should be up by 13 instead of only up by 6.
Last time I checked, just a baseball. For
Well,
your
did
buddy
the
in
Phillies
Philly,
win?
well, they were up 4-2 in the seventh inning. Now I started watching this, so
They were winning. Let's see here.
and then
They
I'd be at the three for a bit.
won, the final score was 8-3, and that series is over.
So the defending champions go down.
And without too much of a fight, really, to be honest.
Yeah, they lost one game that first game in Atlanta, and then they won the second game, but Phillies got home field advantage with two games in Philly and took advantage of it. So
Well, there has been
Phillies move on,
a.
and now let me ask you this. Last night I went to bed. Who won the Padres Dodgers game? Padres were up.
The Padres. The
Well, they're up
Padres,
2-1 now.
they're up 2-1, and next game is in. They can win it at home tonight.
So your two favorites, who they thought would be, one's out and one's in trouble.
Yeah, and the Yankees lost, so that series is tied at one. The only team that's doing what everybody thought they were going to do was Houston, and they're going to. Houston's going to be a tough out.
Yeah, they will be, especially if they got signs.
Well, I think that, you know, now that I think about it, Jeff, that might have been the problem with Penn State today. They weren't allowed to shower in Michigan.
Oh.
Oh, no home shower advantage for the Lions. Yeah,
they didn't get to go the extra mile today.
There's the kickoff. That's what's become the most boring play in football.
Especially since the rules, you're right.
Yeah, become the most. I almost wonder if that was not a conscious attempt to remove the kickoff almost. From everything.
So if Tennessee wins this game, how big is Tennessee and Georgia now? Because if they won't play.
And you got to figure, if Tennessee is good enough to beat Alabama, they're good enough to beat Georgia then, too, and that would be a hell of a game, eh?
Oh, yes.
I'll sign up for that. Georgia is up 34-0 with a quarter to go in their game.
Vandy hasn't been relevant since Jay Cutler was there. Barely relevant then. So, said that we got a Heisman battle going today.
You see, do you see the Wendy's commercial?
Of Reggie Bush.
With Reggie Bush.
Yes.
Okay. Why is nobody up in arms about that? I mean, does anybody really feel they took it away from him and had no reason to do so?
I thought they had reason to do so.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, isn't Wendy's kind of stepping out on a limb there and suggesting that he got done hard done by?
Well, you got to think. I guess they're trying to make it retroactive with all the new rules now, maybe.
Or was it the NIL, or was it the fact that it really his? I mean, I don't really know. Boy, how's that not pass interference?
Third and seven from the 28.
Big play here. Big play here. If Alabama's got a punt, that might change the game again.
Alabama runs a slant, and they get the first down. Big play. Keep the drive going.
And not really.
Too much pushing. He was.
Yeah, I was gonna say not really contested very much, was it?
It was not.
Almost a bit of a gimme there.
There's a little wide receiver screen to the outside, and Bama will get 8 yards on that play.
They're lucky that he ran out of real estate there, because if he'd could have turned that up the field. That would have been might not have been a touchdown, but that would have been a 50-yarder easy, because there was nobody else there. They are really playing with some pace.
They are, and here's a quarterback read. Goes off to their running back, and he will get Gibbs, and he will get a first down. 3 or 4 yard gain for a first down, so nice little drive going here at midfield.
And churning up the yards and churning up a little time. Which I guess is a little early to be worried about clock yet, but which was the last SEC team to defeat Alabama? I have no idea.
I think A&M beat them last year, right? Well, Georgia beat them.
I was going to say, what about Georgia? He just now we saw what we saw from Tennessee. We just saw from Alabama where they had a guy wide open, and he missed him.
Hey, the score is 34-28. Tennessee with 18 left in the third quarter. Bama at midfield, second and 10.
Jeff bringing the heat. Oh, there's a nice shot for all you people at home. Won't tell you what it was of. Those of you who know will know.
Oh, tell you what. Bryce, Young's legs, he can keep the play going. And, man, he's just – he had to play today for them to win. I know that.
Yeah, he just, turned what should have been a 5 or 6 yard loss into a first down.
This got the potential, Tim, to be one of the greatest games in SEC history, I believe. If it keeps going the way it's going, both teams going back and forth.
Just keeps
Alabama's big comeback.
Somebody on defense here has got to – one of the defenses has got to make a stop here or keep the bleeding down to a field goal.
Especially this rivalry, too. I mean, they've had, it's been a while since they've had a good game where Alabama's dominated the last 10 to 15 years. So.
Well, it's nice to see Alabama have to work to get to – to win instead of this 52-0 nonsense that we've been seeing for years.
Yeah, instead of having to wait for the Auburn game or SEC title game, it is nice.
Well, they always get on TV, and you know, in previous years the games have been, you know, usually over after 15 minutes. So,
Young rolls out right, looks before he's tied in. Oh man, what a throw! I mean, the Tennessee defender looks like he almost had a interception there.
This is just, you know, every play lately, it looks like, okay, he's in trouble, and yet somehow they managed to turn it into positive yards.
Well, we got a false start. Like the guard.
Took a step back there.
Well, by the way, guys, Jeff had COVID there a couple weeks ago, but he's doing all right now. Still got a little bit of a cough, but still hanging in.
Yeah, well, you know, it's officially over, but it's not over, but it's over, but it's not over, right?
There you go. It's Yogi Berra.
Yeah. I'm so tired.
There's a handoff to Gibbs on the right side, and yes, he makes a nice place. Looks like he had some daylight there, but he got scooped up by the linebacker.
Yeah, they're. It almost seems like Alabama. They changed their playbook when they don't have quite so much field to work with, because they've been throwing the outside routes here. And now all of a sudden they've stopped. Well, let's see what they do on the next play before I pronounce that. But. Tennessee's got to tighten up here. I think they really don't want to give up a touchdown here. They like to keep it.
Looks like there's a play, and Gibbs goes out to the flats, and Young hits him, and for a 7-yard gain, and now it's the third goal from the two.
Now we're in four down territory here.
Yeah, sure. I think so too. I think they've been.
I would think.
I don't think there'll be field goals unless there's a sack or. Or a penalty,
yeah, I mean,
maybe.
If you aren't going to go on for it on 4th and 2 from the 2, or 4th and goal,
yeah, there
from wherever.
Yeah, can't tell if Tennessee jumped or if Alabama jumped yet.
I would say Tennessee was offside, or in the neutral zone, or whatever they call that these days. Unless he was drawn off, but I don't think so. Now, the big thing about that is that gives them a first down, right?
Okay, this is a reaction call they have now. I mean, the Tennessee guy was clearly trying to make the guy jump, and he went over. So, penalty is this.
Didn't they used to, if you could jump back and they didn't snap the ball, you were okay, right, at one time?
Right. You still can do that, but I think he was trying to make one of the guards.
Oh, boy, and Tennessee makes like a – what did they just
like
do?
It's like a Chinese fire drill. Right,
they just
now,
like, substituted like 3 or 4 guys, and another one comes in.
I tell you what.
Tennessee's got too many guys on the field.
They did. They did. I'm looking. I went and replayed it.
They had 12 guys on the field,
and
nobody saw it.
Bama bailed them out.
With a timeout. Yeah. They had 12 guys on the clear. That last guy came out, and nobody else went off.
I don't know if the referees would have saw it either, though. They may have. I'm not sure.
J- too late now.
But yeah, there was 12 men on the field. I went back and replayed it. Now I'm on a. Now I have a Josh Allen commercial.
Yeah, well, you ended up. You're slightly ahead of me again. I got a Josh Allen commercial too, but it's. Tell me when yours is over.
It's over now.
Okay. Yeah, mine isn't. Now mine's over. Again, you somehow skipped another 2 or 3 seconds ahead of me again. Oh well, no biggie.
But anyways, if Young hikes the ball.
Mind you, what does that get him when the ball is that close to the goal line anyway? It doesn't really
move up half the distance. But he would have had a free play if, you know what I'm saying, if he would have got picked off or something or. Yeah, or fumble or something like that.
Why would they do that? Did you just have a Chipotle commercial?
I did.
Why would they do that to such a nice steak and then pile a pile of avocado puke on top of it?
Now I got a Home Depot commercial.
Me too.
What about you?
Yep.
Okay, we got...
I'm sort of surprised. Normally, usually they cut the commercials and I get... Canadian commercials, but I'm not today for some reason. Somebody's asleep at the helm. All right, well, that's good. Sylvester Stallone.
See what the Chiefs and Bills have a big game, 4:30 game on Sunday.
That's going to be a battle.
Bills, slight 3-point favorite in Kansas City.
There's an overhead shot. Of whatever the hell the stadium is called in Tennessee. I don't even know.
We have third and goal, 4:52 left in the third quarter. Tennessee up 34-28. Tennessee 5-0. Alabama 6-0. National title implication, playoff implications.
Heisman implications.
Heisman, yeah. So, a lot going on in this game. So, you know, Tim, it seems like. When we decide to call a game or a sporting event, I know it's kind of spontaneous and rare for us too, but it usually ends up being pretty good, no matter what it is.
I mean, there's a potential battle for the football bunnies going on here, too. You know, the winners get the spoils, even on the road.
I think there's going to be Alabama ran it in for a touchdown, but, Tim, I think there might be a hold, though, on the edge of the – on the edge, outside the edge of the line there. I think there was a hold.
There's a flag on the play. I think you might be right. See the replay here.
Yeah, he had too much day. I mean, for to be that close, I mean, nobody around him. It just, you know, 54 looked like he body slammed him.
And Nick shows his disgust. Has to walk, turn his back and walk away. Because he can't believe his team took such a dumb penalty.
That was a tough one. He probably did, and it's possible.
It's because he threw him to the. It was because he threw him to the. Well, there was another guy there, 60 something, that he took a guy and threw him to the ground. I always figured that's more of a penalty than just grabbing onto the jersey. I mean, if they called grabbing on the jersey, everybody, there'd be a holding penalty every play.
Okay, man, it just keeps piling up. Remember, we just talked about that. Now there's a delay of game. That happens a lot. I see that in the NFL happen a lot too, Tim. Like after a penalty or a long play, they feel like that. But you get the same amount of time for each play.
Okay, but okay? I mean, I can understand when you're out on the field, you kind of get caught up in the moments and stuff, or you know somebody right. changes. But what's the what's the coaching staff doing?
Right. Somebody should watch that or.
I mean, because this wasn't even close.
Be aware of that, too. I mean, it's kind of on him, too, to at least, you know, but I'm sure that he won't call another timeout.
They've already used the timeout, so they probably really don't want to use another one here way too early yet, so that might have been part of it.
Hey, Tennessee sends the house. Young's back. Oh, man. Oh, man, this is a scramble for the ages if he can get this off. Wow. Oh, my. Oh, my. Tennessee just bailed out Alabama. Could be a pass interference, and the ball will be on the one, I would think, where it happened in the end zone.
Ken, does that come with an automatic first down?
It is a first down.
Okay, because I was going to say,
it could be a half distance of a goal, or I don't know if it's in the end zone, though. It might be a. I don't think that guy had to do that, though. I tell you what, Bryce Young, with his legs, kept his play alive. You got to give it to him.
Oh, yeah.
It won't show up on the stats, but it'll.
Yeah, that was stupid because that guy wasn't catching that ball anyway. Although there was a guy behind him, but.
I kind of think this might have been Alabama I got away with one there. Look more I look at him, I got the head balls on him.
Yeah, he kind of grabbed him a little bit and tried to get in front of him there. You're not wrong, but of course, as we know, the chances in the end zone offensive pass interference has got to be like blatant as all hell before it gets called.
Well, a couple penalties kind of.
Well, we're right back to where they were.
Yeah.
And there's the touchdown.
Tamir Gibbs with his third touchdown. So he had a flag, a holding call, it took back, and then you had a delay of game, and then you had three straight plays with a penalty. So kind of got ugly down there for a little bit. So, well, now Alabama can now, with the extra point, they can regain the lead. Or take the lead. I don't think have they had the lead in the game?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this will be the first lead, I guess. Five consecutive scores now for Alabama.
This is where, if it was a really great game, that he'd miss the extra point.
Yeah. I hate that for Tennessee. They missed the extra point. You'd like to see. But, you know, they're kids. So.
Oh.
Still yet.
Hello. That was a nice added bonus to the coverage. Yeah, I almost think if there's no contact there in the end zone, that second Tennessee guy might have caught that ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they kind of got bailed out in a way, but I'm not so sure. I don't think they gave us all the best looks of the replay, really.
I also figure that, okay, if we take away all the penalties and stuff, they were third and goal they probably score anyway, so I'm just going to. That just took a lot longer to get to what ended up happening. So, we're 35-34, 4:27 left in the third quarter. Georgia is now up 41-0. What else we got going on? Oklahoma State's 30-16 over TCU in the fourth. Syracuse up on NC State, 17-9.
Nothing today, Tim.
What's
played
that?
A parlay,
oh,
and went against my Utes today. I took USC in the 3.5. I'm not a believer anymore after two losses. They might stick it to me today.
Well,
but
probably. That's how that usually goes down.
Usually how it works. I actually had Michigan, and I had Iowa State with getting 18 points. They're scrappers. I thought that was a lot of points against Texas. I guess there was a big spread where Texas destroyed Oklahoma, but Iowa State's been in a lot of close games this year, and they took Texas to the brink today. So, but now I need USC, and actually I need Oklahoma State to they can't lose by four or more, and I'll win. So, it's been a pretty good day so far.
Iowa State's lost four games in a row by a combined total of 14 points.
There you go.
So,
better than what the record says.
A field goal this week, 1 point last week, and a field goal the week before, and Baylor beat them by a touchdown. So, they could have easily been like 6-1 instead of 3-4.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like my Giants in the NFL, they could easily be 1-4.
We're about to be 4-2, I suspect.
Well, they play the Ravens at home.
5-2?
They're showing this replay now, Tim.
Let me see here. I got it in. You know what? When I see that from that angle, that to me is like both sides going at it, and I'm not throwing a flag at all.
Yeah,
that's just a nothing burger for me. But we know that that's not how it usually works.
Well, swallow your whistle on that one.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best call. But that's, again, that's also after looking at it six times and not in real speed. So this is now it's up to Tennessee to answer.
I'll tell you what, Tennessee's run game's been pretty good today. I've never seen this much offense get put on an Alabama team in a long time.
Well, they said the last two times Tennessee had lost, they'd lost to Alabama and Georgia, and the last two times they played them, and they only ran for 60-some yards in both those games. And today, they're, I don't know what they're up to, but it's a hell of a lot more than 60. I know that. Oh, let's see here. Pull up the old stats on the old...
Got a little pace going here.
They've run for 113 yards today.
So, you know what, Tim? This is probably some of the worst DBs I've seen at Bama in a while. I mean, usually Saban always has good DBs. He has good everything, but, I mean, some of the defensive backs, it's, I mean, haven't played too good today.
Well, it's been a while since I saw anybody move the ball like this on Alabama, short of maybe in the, you know, championship game.
I was glad to see the Nittany Lions get beat today. That made my day. I'm kind of whatever on Michigan, no offense, but either But I'm just saying I never really liked Penn State.
Me neither, and I don't really know why. I just never did, and that's long before the scandal.
Before the showers.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that. Just like Notre Dame. I don't really know why I don't like Notre Dame. I just don't. But that goes back as far as I can remember. I never liked them.
Oh, man. You know, Tim, if Hooker could, he's overthrown a lot of guys this game. And I tell you what, if he wouldn't overthrow them, I mean, this game would be a lot more out of reach.
Was that actually picked?
Yes, I believe it was.
Well, now you're starting to shoot yourself in the foot when you're doing this kind of thing.
That's the interception. So now Alabama
Pretty good field, 30, about 37 or so. Great field position. That was a clean pick, too, on the replay. Well, Tennessee, you better your defense is going to have to figure it out. You don't want to go behind by eight. That won't be – now you got to play catch-up.
Pull the wagon.
Yeah.
Both teams got one turnover now. Alabama's on the 37. It's 35 to 34, 3:15 left in the third quarter.
I mean, there's lots of time left yet, but you don't want to get too far behind. Because then you still got to score, and you still got to figure out a way to stop them to get that extra one. So, now Alabama, will they go to the try to eat up a little clock here?
Well, that's Hendon Hooker's first interception in 262 attempts. So you can't be too disappointed, but a game of this magnitude, he's like, oh, I could have done it next week.
He has, but he has overthrown the receivers at least four or five times today that I've seen, and at least twice where there would have been touchdowns. So I guess it depends on where you put those on the scale of. Man, Tennessee is getting burnt across the middle.
Getting burnt everywhere. I mean, over the middle, on the sideline, over top.
And they weren't, though, in the first quarter. That wasn't, or in the first half, that wasn't happening. And now it's like either Alabama's up their game or the Tennessee guys are starting to get tired, maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, they're passing the ball at will.
Quarter on the last five drives. If Tennessee wins tonight, if somehow manages to win this game, Knoxville, man, it'll be
city will burn
crazy tonight. Yeah, it might be like Morgantown. We haven't had some couches in Morgantown in a while, but
Alabama, I guess Nick Saban, he just signed a new contract, so which I can't believe at the age he is that.
Well, he'll be 79 or 80, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
I think I want to say they give him four more years. And it's just like, really?
What else is he going to do, right?
Fair enough, but at some point you're going to have to replace him. And well, we got, what, third and about 8.
Third and 8. A minute 10 left in the third quarter.
Tennessee really needs a stop here.
Yeah, I think if they even get it maybe to 4th and 1 or 4th and 2 even, Alabama's – they still may go for it even if they don't get nothing here. Looks like Alabama – well, looks like the – maybe it looks like one of the left side guard. No, I believe the tight end maybe had another false start. So now you got 3rd and 13 for the Crimson Tide.
He twitched there. Didn't move much, but he twitched.
I twitch at the shop sometimes.
Hell, I twitch at home for no apparent reason sometimes. See, that's a really bad mistake, because there's no reason for that penalty at all. None. You're just not concentrating. Let's see here, 3rd and 13, whether Alabama can get a first down here and keep this drive alive.
Tell you what, Bryce Young just took another good shot. It's going to be 4th and 10 from about the 39-40. You're in kind of no man's land. Do you go for it? I say you got the lead. You probably punt right here. Man, he took a shot.
Was it the
he
same? Was it the same guy too?
This was number 6. His last name's Young too. Young.
Yeah,
there.
He just ran him right over. He made sure he didn't hit him in the head though. He was careful. Put his hands up, and so let's see. We've got the end of the third quarter. Alabama looking at a long 4th down here. Hard to say what they might, because they're kind of in no man's land. Too far for a field goal, but
too close to.
You might not get much of a field advantage if you punt, because it's probably going to go through the end zone more than likely, unless you really take something off it. But we shall see as we've gone to another commercial, because of course the NCAA has to churn out those education dollars.
So Oklahoma State 5-0, TCU's 5-0. Oklahoma State's up 30-23 right now with 7.5 minutes left, and Oklahoma State has the ball. And they're going deep. And it is picked.
See, you should just mind
There's
your
flag.
Own business. And,
There's
and
a flag, though. we had an in-game report, okay?
I didn't mean that way. You got money on this one, right? So you should just leave it alone, because when you start looking, that's what happens. It happened to me more times than I can count.
TCU's got the ball on their own 5. They got a long way to go, but they got a chance to tie the game up. The guy was beat, too. He just underthrew him. Okay, back to the
game of the day.
Yeah, that's a good game, but let's go to the...
We're still in commercial break. So.
Let's go where real football's been played. No offense, but that's the truth.
Down at Wildcat Field. I don't know what the football field is called in Logan.
Sure. I think it's just called Logan Stadium.
Is it?
Pretty simple.
Because isn't it...
Middleburg Stadium, maybe.
The the basketball, the thing is what? The Pusker Arena? Or is that WVU is Pusker, right?
Yeah, WVU. Island Pusker.
What's the basketball court's got a name, though? I want to say.
Name for Jerry West, maybe.
The field house or whatever the hell you guys call those things down there.
It's Coliseum.
They should name it the Nathan Bush Memorial Arena, but they won't.
No.
Seeing as Nathan never probably touched a basketball in a real game in his life.
Well, I think he played a little bit in middle school, and he
Well, you know, it wasn't. It, by the time Nate was playing basketball, it wasn't a big man game. Can't imagine Nathan was all that fleet of foot. No offense to Nathan, but
I thought he would have been a good football player if he would have really wanted to play, but he just he had rather called the games on
see, you
radio.
Know, I don't really think he didn't really have the attitude for it. Nate was too nice a guy to play football.
So back to the game, Alabama is going to punt, and they're going to try to punt Tennessee back and
win the field position game.
Oh, very nice. Very nice sand wedge there from the kicker, man, from the punter. So,
well, they were lucky that the ball had a bit of a spin on it and came back up the field because the coverage guy fell down, and he couldn't have stopped it from getting in the end zone if it actually would have went that direction, but it didn't. So, but it was, yeah, no, that was a good punt. Usually, you know, the punter's not always the greatest in college, but. Syracuse.
How about Syracuse going to 6-0? How about
Orangeman.
That?
When's the last time Syracuse was in the top 25? Yeah, I mean, it's been a decade, 20 years since they've been in the top 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for, no, that's good for the sport. I think it's a good thing when some of these programs that, like I saw James Madison is in the top 25.
They are the 25th, and they're in a dogfight today.
But, still, but that's good for football. I like that when that happens. So, back to pass.
The fourth president in the top 25. All right.
Nice.
Now we just Jefferson's Virginia Cavs. I don't think they are, though.
No. They haven't been good for a little while. They're not horrible, but they're not. Tennessee's decided they're going to pass, run, pass, run, pass, run. Or some variation of pass, run, pass, run.
Uh-oh. Tennessee is going to regain the lead, Tim. Man, this is, I'm telling you, it's just what it, I don't understand it, but every time we call a game, decide to, it just gets.
Now, again, though, like, that's just, like, I mean, I'm not a football player, but that's too easy.
Yeah, the safeties, too, are, it just seemed like they're lost.
I mean, number.
I mean, it doesn't look like. I mean, they're just they're running a ghost
pattern. Yeah, I mean, but he just literally again, he just ran right by two guys. Nobody touched.
Two touchdowns.
Nobody
for
touched
right?
him. He just found the seam between them, and nobody could catch him.
Wow, Jalen Hyatt, 5 catches, 194 for 4 touchdowns.
Oh, what a day! Tennessee back in front.
Tennessee's going to go for 2.
I was going to say, I was just about to say, are they going to go for 2 to erase that 1-point miss? Because it doesn't really matter. Down by 1 or down by 2, is it really make any difference?
Nice call. Tennessee runs a little shovel pass for a 2-point conversion. Nice.
Oh, not quite trickery, but close.
Yeah. Trick me.
Well. Okay, this is where I take the high road and don't insult you. My Canadian came out there for a second. Decided not to. Because if we were just on the phone, Jeff, I'd have buried you and you know it.
yeah.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
What do you call mud when you keep dragging through it? You're still mud, right?
Yeah. So. Well, that's a big play answer by Tennessee. Back up by 7, 14:01 left in the fourth, and we're back to another commercial because we keep getting scores.
It sounds like the shop.
Yeah. Customers are turning the turnstiles down at the shop.
So Oklahoma State got the ball back. They're up 7 with 6 minutes left. 8 versus 13.
Well, that's because TCU had 4th and 8 on their own 9-yard line, and they had no choice but to kick. So I would assume Oklahoma State got pretty good come out of that with pretty good field position, I would suspect.
They are on their own 43. So
you know, and with all the good games that are on TV today, For some reason, Fox decided to go with the Wisconsin and Michigan State.
Man, oh man.
Now, it's 14-14 in the fourth quarter, but does anybody care?
I mean, none of them's really relevant this year.
No.
To be
Although I suppose
NFL
some
ever.
Of that stuff is set in stone. You know, they probably have to cover. I imagine they got contracts with whichever conferences, or even if it's with the NCAA, and they probably got to cover somebody that ends up not being relevant, I guess. You know, Notre Dame.
Third and 10. Oklahoma State got sacks, and now they're going to have to punt with 5.5 minutes left to manage the ball game. 30-23.
That didn't take long.
No, they didn't have the ball very long. What about Ole Miss going to 7-0? That's the third time in history they've started out 7-0. Lane Kiffin got those guys after they lost their good quarterback last year.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to me that do we not have an unusual amount of undefeated teams this deep into the season? Like, usually there's a handful, but, like, we've got, like, what, 7 or 8?
Yeah.
And they're all...
Wow, the guy from PU takes the punt return at the 4-yard line and gets buried. I don't know why he would, at that point, why he wouldn't at least try to let it go to the end zone.
This is an interesting kickoff alignment for Tennessee. And again, the most
important. Place is hopping right now. 10, 14 minutes left. Man.
Yeah, and then killed by the
team straight.
Yeah, and then killed by the most boring play in football. And I still say football has got to be the only sport I know that has a clock where an actual play takes place, but no time comes off the clock. Is there another sport that does that? Well, I mean, there was a kickoff. Players ran down the field. They ran into each other. But no time comes off the clock because nobody touched the ball.
Yeah, it's got to go and play. I mean, it's got to touch somebody's hands. Like,
I know, but it's still like there was actual action taking place, but the clock never moved.
Well, really, even if a guy catches it. And calls fair catch.
Yeah, no time. Yeah, no time goes off. So
yeah, yeah.
It is odd, but I guess it's the game and it's what it is.
I can't get over how bad Alabama's DBs are out of whack here. I mean,
well, they've been what? He's thrown safe. Let's do a little quick stat check there. I mean, it ain't a small amount, and we still got a quarter left, basically.
Ooh. Tell you what, Bryce Young just paid for. Man, he just got lit up to him. He took some hits today.
If you're going to run like that, like, I mean, that's getting hit for no reason. There was nowhere to go there, and then he started to go down, but he didn't go down. He didn't go into a slide fast enough, and he got popped. I'm surprised they didn't throw a flag on that.
Yeah, because it looked like he was almost about to give himself up. Yeah.
Well, he just barely sneaks around the corner for the first down.
Looks like your backup running back got the first down. It's a pretty sight there in the Smoky Mountains. Tell you what, though, look at the yardage, how close it is. Man, it's been a barn burner today.
There's been a
lot. What was the last thing we called then?
There has been a lot of offense.
I guess, was the British Open the last thing we called? Cameron Smith
I think
came back
so. We haven't done any football games. I know that much.
We may have done a...
I think it was golf, I'm pretty sure it was the last thing we...
Yeah. We may have done a... Did we do a hockey game?
I don't think so.
We may have done another football game or a college basketball game last year. So.
Boy, that was a whole lot of yardage gained with very little effort. After he ran around the first guy, he was going to walk down the sideline for about 10 yards.
Yeah, he made a little move there and looked like he was going to be off the races. But I got another commercial.
Because we got an injured player on the field, so they went to commercial. So Tennessee is 325 through the air, 136 on the ground. And Alabama's 364 through the air and 124 on the ground. So that's, what, 488 for Alabama and 461 for Tennessee. So we're almost up to 1,000 total yards. I don't imagine that happens all that often.
Not in that series. Like I said, Alabama's won 15 straight in the series. And Tennessee hasn't been a top five team in a long time.
What's the most yards ever gained in a game, total yards in a college football game?
Oh man, I'd say.
I'm gonna look it up. I have no idea, but I'm gonna look it up.
Guy from Houston threw for 700 some yards one time. What was his name that went to the Lions? The quarterback. Oh, what was his name? He threw for 700 yards. I'd say it's. I'm gonna say it's 1,500 yards.
It's quite possible that it's between two like lesser schools.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would never guess. Let's see. Most yards in a list of NCAA football records. A lot of scenery in today's game, I must say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, quite a bit.
In-game update, TCU is down to the Oklahoma State 30 with 3:44 left in the game, driving to try to tie the game up. I mean,
oh boy, I never would have guessed
sixth.
Some of these. Who do you think has the most games gaining 400 yards or more in a season? Most games gaining 400 yards or more in a season, in a career. So gaining, I assume that's either running and or passing for, I assume. And I'd say by the guy who's got the record, it's passing. Like it's just yardage, period. I mean, it's a name you know, but not one you'd pull. And me neither, for that. Case Keenum did it 21 times.
Oh, Houston, yeah.
For Houston, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the other guy I was telling about, he had a lot of yards in the game. He was from Houston. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, but he ended up being a bust for the Lions.
David Klinger?
No.
I think he played for Cincinnati, I want to say.
No, it wasn't Klinger. This guy was...
Well, he played for Houston. That was the only reason I threw him out there.
Man, there's a big sack.
That drove him back out of field goal range. Huge play there. Finally, the Tennessee defense does something. This half, anyway.
They hadn't done much since the first quarter. The Tennessee now has the ball at midfield Alabama has it with a second and 24. 10:55 left.
All kinds of time left, though. Anything could happen yet. We're nowhere near a conclusion yet.
Oh, my. We might get a tie game here real quick. I don't know how this guy was wide open down the side. I tell you, I think Young brings so much attention to himself. A lot of those guys leave their assignments just to try to tackle him if they see him take off running, and he just made some plays with his feet there.
He turns a second and 24 into what could have been a sack into a 35, 40-yard gain.
Yeah, first and goal. So
ridiculous. Okay,
Looks like you missed the handoff.
I finally got an answer, but I'll let this play because I didn't see it yet.
Oh, what is that guy's name? Threw for all his yards. I can't remember his name. For the he would play at Houston in the late
Well,
80s.
the record for yardage is 1,708
Wow.
between Oklahoma beat Texas Tech 66-59.
Oh, that was the Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes game. Yeah.
So that's 52 yards short of a mile of total offense.
Yeah.
And the all-time
that's
a Division One. The all-time NCAA record is 1,714 between some two Division Three schools that I've never heard of.
Yay! Bryce Young scrambles.
Scrambles some more.
And
gets dinged again.
Yeah, hit hard. Oh, man. Ooh. I think he's going to be down.
Now, you got to wonder. I don't know what the rules are in college, but if this is an NFL game, does he not get some concussion protocol here after getting hit in the head? He just got hit in the head twice on that play. Like, I know nobody wants to see him come out of the game, but I mean, he's got to be getting a little bit tired of getting zipped. He's been hit a lot.
Oh, man, if he would have thrown that ball sooner, tied in, I think we would have caught it. But he posted up like a...
Okay, so now what do you do?
I think you're on the one-yard line. You got to go for it. Down seven, so, I mean...
Yeah, worst-case scenario, they've got the ball on their own one. So
right,
I guess
right.
I suppose.
You don't want no penalty to take you back here, because
then you're kicking a field goal.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe not. But
if it's a holding penalty, they might. Yeah, it just depends.
Let's see what happens here. Nick Saban getting older by the second.
And drops back and makes another play with his feet and touchdown to the tight end that time.
And is anyone surprised? See, again, though, he started to run, and everybody took off, and then he...
Well,
that was taking candy from a baby or tacos from a drive-thru.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, both guys left was the problem. One guy leaves to take him, it's okay. But here comes the all-important extra point to tie the game up. And he's got it. Okay, so it's 42 all, 8:38 left in the fourth quarter, and Tennessee's going to be receiving the kickoff.
And that 90-point prediction I made is going to fall right shortly because we're at 84, so.
Well, there
ain't no way. I would be very surprised if we're not well over 100 by the time this game is over.
You know what? If I'm Nick Saban right here, I might try an onside kick.
I was going to say, do you at least – think about it and go, okay, let's see how the other team lines up and whether anybody's paying, you know, maybe I think we might be able to get away with it and you maybe try it.
And they probably, I think I might, just because for Tennessee, I mean, it seems like when they were inside the 50, they don't score as much if it's when they're on these guys are going for long passes. For 70 or 80 yards, it seems like that's one of the Alabama's having a hard time defending. So I don't think it would be the worst idea if you don't get it. Tennessee gets field position, but Young's been taking Alabama down the field. So, I mean, he's done that. If you remember, he did that against Deshaun Watson and Clemson in the championship game that year, and they end up paying dividends for him. They end up winning that game. The next year they lost, but I think Coachman won that game when he did that. But I don't think it would be a worst idea, but it'll be interesting.
And, Young is now 31 of 43 for 407, two touchdowns.
TCU scored, and they tie the game 30-all now, and now my parlay is in jeopardy because Oklahoma State.
No, they don't call you Jeopardy Jeff for nothing. I mean,
they're getting 4 points on the card, but if it goes to overtime, you don't know what can happen.
That's true. Minute 57. Well, I guess that
Yeah,
depends
but
on the
about
kickoff and
James
all.
Madison, they're down 10 points right now to Georgia Southern. The Georgia Southern, they get the Georgia Bulldogs rejects on their team, so they got some
Yeah,
talent
but
there.
the Georgia Bulldogs rejects are probably not all that bad.
Yeah, right.
To be honest,
Well, that's what I meant.
they're
That's
probably
what I meant.
decent guy players, so that's not as bad as it sounds. Next
Oklahoma State,
week we got
a
Ole
minute 50
Miss
left.
at LSU in the irrelevant game because no one's gonna care. LSU has fallen on hard times the last while. Yeah, James Madison, I said, they're in trouble.
Yeah,
If
they're down 10 with
their
about
trip to the
12 minutes
top
left.
25 might be a 1 week trip. Now we got the kickoff. We got some cheerleaders there from Tennessee. Very nice, very nice. And again, oh, they bring it out.
Flag down at the 10-yard line.
They bring it out, and that was pointless.
Yeah, this could.
This is going to cost them. They're going to have the ball like back of their own five. I'm going to guess that was a hold or a block, illegal block, probably.
Well, so much for the onside kick. There's a block in the back.
So that ended up being a horrible decision, as it turned out. Should have just
Yeah.
let that go into the end zone.
Guys want to be a hero and let your guys do what, let your offense do it. They've been doing it all day, so.
That's when your coaching now has to come into effect, and somebody's got to go over
But now
there
they
and
got the ball on their own five.
yeah. So yeah, well, I mean, they're gonna take the lead. They're gonna have to earn it. And now
I wouldn't be shocked to see.
we're starting to get into that weird time too, where you, like, depending on how long the drive is.
Tell you what, these quarterbacks have put on a performance.
It's
They're
been crazy.
definitely,
The defenses have just been getting torched.
in my book, they're definitely number one and number two in the Heisman. I really think, Tim, I really think whoever wins this may end up winning it. It might be the deciding factor unless
Well,
it
if they
goes to
both,
a title game or something.
depending on how things go down, there's a chance that, particularly if Alabama is the team that loses, that they could somehow still be hanging around and these two teams can maybe meet again at some point.
So Oklahoma State has pretty much stalled out this whole. They're punting now with a minute left, and that's fourth and six. So now TCU is
Oh
going to trouble.
no. Oh no. Oh no. If you're a Tennessee fan, you are crushed. That is not. Oh wow. Just wow.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that, that's just like we said earlier, just kind of you're trying to do too much,
Well, is that now? I would like to see another replay of that. Is that the running back not taking the ball, or is that the quarterback holding on too long, thinking he may not give it to him?
Well, it looks like there was some kind of undecisive
Yeah,
idea
that's why
there.
I asked, because I didn't really get a good enough look at it to tell. Well, that has just changed everything. Now Tennessee has really got to get. Now they're behind the eight ball. Even if they can tie it back up,
Yep, they'll have to play defense, and they haven't been playing that too
and
good.
they haven't been. So, wow, Alabama gonna escape again?
It looks like it, but
Well, got lots of time
Tennessee's been
left yet,
efficient.
but
Yeah.
I mean, they got away with one against Texas. They got away with one against A&M. Lots of time left here yet, though, so. But this is gonna, like I said, this is gonna require now Tennessee's defense is gonna have to make a stop. Or tying the game back up is gonna be irrelevant.
Yeah, I hate that to happen because so they were doing pretty good without having to do the quarterback. running back reads, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, I can't stand Alabama, but you got to give credit where credit is due. They never quit.
Yep.
Their guys
28-10.
Yeah, their guys just keep on playing and they keep chipping away, and then the defense, which has been horrible, although that fumble was not caused by the defense, but you know, still they get a defensive score and now they're in the driver's seat again, unfortunately.
But, beat themselves.
Well, if they end up, if Tennessee ends up losing, it will be because they beat themselves. Unless we have some more craziness go on in the last 7.5 minutes here. Which
I think it all started with them trying to bring the ball, take the ball back for a.
Yeah, well, now that turns out to be an even bigger goof. Because maybe their play calling is different if they're at the 20 as opposed to their 5. Now Tim has to go to the split screen so he can watch. He can keep an eye on his hockey games that have just started.
It's TCU just punted. There's 8 seconds left. Oklahoma State has the ball on their own 25. So looking like overtime in this game.
More than likely.
Yeah.
In a half hour, we've got Stanford at some university called Notre Dame. I don't know what they are. Must be a Division II school. Should be. They're not doing bad this year, but they're not doing anywhere
well,
near.
Well, since they lost the Marshall game, Marshall's went backwards.
Yeah,
they've kind of went
Marshall
forward.
Can't beat anybody.
Yeah, they can't beat Chattanooga Tigers right now.
That was their Super Bowl or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna lay that on the after watching that replay, I'm gonna lay that on the quarterback.
Yeah.
It looked like he was pulling away but wasn't really letting go of the ball, and the running back didn't know what the hell he was supposed to do.
105th meeting, Tim. 91 points already scored. The record is a 94 in 2003 when it went to 5 overtime.
Well, that record's about to get broken. There's no way we're playing 7 minutes and 49 seconds in this game without anybody scoring any points. Not happening. Look at that push ahead for a first down.
Yeah, he pushed him 7 yards, it looked like.
That's really become a thing.
Tell you what, this looked like this was going to be a fumble, but the referees already blew their whistle before the fumble happened. Man, lucky. Ooh. You're lucky.
Well,
sometimes you see them and they won't blow the whistle when it's like that. So it's forward progress looked like it stopped.
I was going to say, that's another one of those rules where forward progress, I don't know, man, that's a fumble in my world. You're still spinning and still moving. Because like if he gets out of there and keeps running, nobody's blowing a whistle. You know, you see that all the time where they kind of get stood up and spin around and keep running. That forward progress thing is a rather touchy.
3rd and 6 with 6:55 remaining. Tennessee has the ball.
Oh, well, we're in 4 downs now. You can't.
Oh yeah, because they can't stop them.
Yeah, they've got to go. They got to keep going because they don't have any choice here. They can't.
They're on their. Alabama runs a delayed blitz. It looks like this could have been pass interference, and then they're going to throw the flag. So this will be a first down.
That's just so Nick Saban can say after the game that the refs are against Alabama. They don't get any breaks.
They didn't have a lot of penalties.
There hasn't really been very many penalties. A few, but...
For Alabama, there's been a lot. I tell you, the big call was in that end zone, though. That was a big call.
Yeah, and given enough time, I think it was the wrong call, too, but... That
right.
Again, that was given a lot of looks in real time. I probably throw the flag too, but well, he's got there again. You know, that was pass interference. He's got the hand on the back pulling. They don't always call that, but this is the most penalties they've ever had in a game today. Well, tied for the most penalties they've ever taken in a game under Nick Saban.
Sure. should have been another pass interference, but they didn't call this one. Tell you what, it's been a good night for college football.
See,
you got this game, and
that's the
TCU and Oklahoma State's going to go to overtime.
Yeah, that play right there, that's the play where if he doesn't tug him, that's the one they've been running for a touchdown. And he grabbed him there clearly.
Oh, yeah. That should have been a penalty.
Yeah. They missed that one.
Yeah. He was calling for it, and the fact that he's got four touchdowns tonight, you would think they would have a little Jerry Rice respect there.
Well, it depends on where the officiating crew is from and who paid him.
Third and five. And they do another running play and get the first down. Say what, Alabama tried to rip the ball out. But
they were lucky there, because if he gets by that guy, he might that might be clear sailing. I don't think there's anybody left back there after him. That's why he held on for dear life.
Second seven with 5:30.
Well, Tennessee's decided they're going to try to run the ball all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean,
although they've had pretty good success with it, but
yeah, you know what's coming. If they're going to probably throw one deep.
Well, you got to take a shot if it's there. Said you're getting into that danger zone though, where you don't, if you tie it up, and Alabama grinds out 4 minutes and scores, you don't have a lot of time left. Clock management here is going to become a big issue
right
here pretty quick.
Yeah, so it has all three timeouts. Alabama has two, and we got a third and two coming up for Tennessee at the 25. Ooh. This is going to be close. I think they're going to have to measure it.
He might have got there, depending on whether that knee went down. He might have got there with that last lunge, it looked like. Tennessee tries to go to the hurry up to no avail.
I believe it is going to be a fourth and one. If I was Tennessee, I'd ask for a measurement just to see.
Because I don't think his knee was. Let's see that again. I think it looked like he was going down, but he kind of gave a last little push. And I think that might have been a first down here. Let's.
I think they may need to look at it. Yeah, they're going to be about a half of a football short.
You would think. I mean, I don't know how you get them to. What's the criteria for getting them to look at it? Yeah, they're not short by, like you said, half a football roughly. But boy, you would rather see that be first down, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, you want the first.
Okay, now the ball. Okay, does it matter? Because the ball definitely hit the ground before the. His knees weren't down or anything, but he definitely went. The ball hit the ground, so I don't know what the rule is, but nobody seemed to even consider that, so it must have been.
Oh, there's a whistle before the play. I think it might be a false start. Yeah. Oh, they never got set prior to the snap, so. So we got 4:27 left, and now Tennessee has a fourth and long five.
And this is potentially the game here. They don't convert on this fourth and five, they're not winning. Just my prediction. Yeah, they jumped. There was a forward movement there before the snap.
Well, BCU just took the lead in overtime, 36-30, and now my card is shot unless Oklahoma State can tie it up.
Let this be a lesson to all of you at home. This is why I only gamble with money you can afford to lose, because the sporting gods are extremely cruel. Just when you think you got it in the bag, you don't.
Interception. Might take it to the house. Man. There might be pass interference on this play.
I was going to say, let's have another quick look at that. what was going on down there, because that looked like there was an awful lot of contact. Yeah, I suspect that this is going the other way
Oh,
for
yeah.
first
He held
down
that guy.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they already should have had one call already like that before the.
I mean, even right at, yeah, I mean, he was on him before the ball got there. I mean, that's clearly pass interference. I mean, you can't not call that, especially in a game this tight. Now, what we having a powwow here, get together, a little meeting between the officials. And I'm not exactly, yeah, what are they conferring about?
Well, I think they could be calling
He clearly is
pass interference.
there before the ball gets there.
They could be calling a block on the back on the return too, though.
That is also possible.
Okay. Pass interference on defense, so.
Yeah, maybe they just want to make sure they got it right. Okay, there was a flag on the block for a block, but it don't matter because the pass
Right.
interference
Right.
supersedes it, so it doesn't make any difference. Well, Oklahoma State is on the TCU 24
They're just need 1 yard on the
on my yeah, 39 at the
end.
24, mine says. I'm not watching it, but good old
It's fourth down with the nine,
ESPN
so.
update. So, well, Tennessee dodges a bullet. Now has spectacular field position. That's the 16th penalty for Alabama, the most in school history in a game, or tied for the most in school history, which is crazy.
Man.
And
Touchdown.
this game has brought everything.
Yeah. It's been
You
great.
know, and that's the same route to the same guy. Just it's a touchdown because there ain't no field left. But that's the same thing they just scored on. That slant route right in between two
Right.
DBs.
That's his fifth touchdown.
And that's his fifth touchdown. And they just can't stop it. He just runs right between both of them.
I mean,
Well,
this has
the
been
safety was late coming, but that's kind of like the Travis Kelce thing where everybody in the bloody stadium knows they're going to throw it to him, and yet he's still wide open somehow.
this has been like a PlayStation game on college football. I mean,
Ooh, that was damn near blocked.
it was, yeah.
That was
It was very
close.
good.
Well, we've got 49-49, so that's my 100 prediction is probably going to go down now, too.
Well,
Well,
it'll
it's
have
gonna,
to,
because
yeah.
there's gonna have to be at least a three, gonna have to be at least a field goal for somebody to
Right,
win.
Oklahoma State, fourth and nine. They just called timeout, so.
Well, they're thinking about it. Am I getting that game somewhere? I don't know if I am.
It was on ABC on my channel.
Really? I didn't think I was getting it.
Well, first down, wow, to the one. Man, that was
Oh,
big.
yeah, I am getting it. Oh, that was a ballsy call.
Man, fourth down, man. I'll tell you what, well, a card hangs on for now. If you're Oklahoma State, do you go for two if you score? I think you should, because eventually you're going to have to go for two anyway.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it anyhow, and you might as well get it over with.
And I think he's in there. Yeah.
Yeah, that looked like it broke the plane
I mean,
to
you're eventually going to have to go for two out, but it may not.
Yes, it depends on how you feel about your defense, I suppose.
Yeah. They gave up a lot of points this half.
Jalin Hyatt, 6 for 207 yards and 5 touchdowns. Man, I wouldn't mind having him in my fantasy pool.
Five of his, or out of his six catches, five have been a touchdown.
Well, I mean, you got to admit that is a day for the ages. You ain't gonna
Okay,
do that every week.
took the extra point and it's tied up now. They'll have the ball now, but
What a just a complete and total gong show of a day. But beautiful, beautiful to behold. I mean, if you like football, then there's just, you can't not like this.
yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's as good as
Falling
it
out.
gets.
Okay, maybe a possible Heisman winning drive, a national title or playoff implication drive. 49 all with 3:26 left.
Potential of Nick Saban having a stroke and dying on the sidelines. Wouldn't that be something?
You know what? Over the last few years, Alabama looks like they have, to me, like their offense has been what's carried them used to. It used to be their defense, but their running game.
Well, they've managed to have a Heisman quality quarterback no matter what. I mean, they've had guys go down, and the guy that comes in is just as good or better than the guy that went out.
And here comes another false start with Bama. With Bryce Young, it seems like the longer the yardage, the better he does.
Yeah, that's. This is no time to regress here for Alabama. They looked the first play, the Tennessee defense was all over that play. Now you get a false start, so now you got to pick up a few more extra yards. Watch Young scramble and throw for 35 here to get right out of this.
I wouldn't be surprised, or for him to run for 35. Wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Tennessee crowd on their feet.
Second 15, 2.5 to go. There's a snap and caught, but he's going to be short of the first down, and it's going to be 3rd and 2.
Ain't gonna matter.
Yeah.
They can't not go for shit. I mean,
yeah.
3rd and 2, you're going anyway. But they're this we're in 4 down game now. You're not punting the ball away. Neither team can be particularly secure in their defensive abilities at this point.
They gotta be aggressive the whole time.
Well, you know, that seems to be something that I haven't seen out of Tennessee, is they haven't really blitzed.
First down.
That was a ballsy call, actually, on 3rd and 2.
Yeah.
Interesting play selection.
1st and 10 with 1.5 to go. Tennessee still got 3 timeouts. Bama 2. Tennessee, you got to get a stop, but it's just they haven't been able to do anything the whole. And there's a. I tell you, Tim, that fumble is going to be big because Tennessee had the upper hand with having the ball. You know what I'm saying? That fumble that Bama took back for a touchdown.
Oh, how are guys that, like, I just don't understand how guys are that wide open. Like, that guy, there was nobody anywhere near him. He was right into that that soft spot in the zone, I guess, and because they're almost in field goal range already.
Yeah, it's under 1 minute left, so.
I don't know how good their kicker is.
They got a pretty good kicker for a change. Usually that's been one of their weak spots over the years, but that year they lost to LSU like 9-6, I believe it was. They missed several field goals.
There's the first pass I've seen where it didn't look like they were on the same page. Because that wasn't anywhere near anybody. Somebody ran a bad route or he read it wrong because that was 5 yards from the nearest receiver. We've called a timeout, have we?
TCU's, Oklahoma State has the ball 3rd and 20 on the 35. They got a penalty to push it back to.
So
I don't know how good
if Oklahoma
is, they
if Oklahoma kicks a field goal, does that get it done for you or no?
Well, yeah, it will.
Okay, because it's 2 points.
But they keep on. I mean, they should have gotten field goal range. Instead of trying these long passes, I mean it's 4th and 20 from the 35, so
what's that? What? 50 yarder?
52 yarder.
52. Yeah, that's not that many college kickers that can, they can kick it that far, but not very accurately.
Oh. Well, he's going to try it. This would get it because after the second overtime, they go for two on both sides. So if he would make it, but
yeah, if he makes it, the game's over, right?
No, TCU gets a
they
try.
They still get another shot even after they've both already done it?
Well, TCU hadn't got their shot yet. This was second overtime. Oklahoma State got the ball.
Right, but in the first overtime, it doesn't carry over. You get another shot once it goes into the second overtime. It has to be even up still?
Well, so Oklahoma State won the toss. They chose to play defense. TCU scored, then Oklahoma State scored to tie it. So on the second overtime, Oklahoma State gets the ball first.
Well, he nailed that thing.
He did.
Yeah,
so
no problem kicking that. So now they just got a hold.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Well, back to the other game.
So that parlay is good. I mean, it took a 4th and 9 and a 52 yarder to get that, though.
Take them any way you can get them.
Bryce Young rolls out right. A little pressure, and he throws it away. 3rd and 10 with 45 seconds left. I got a feeling he's going to make a play with his feet.
He'll run, and they'll get at least close enough that they can try a field goal.
Thing is,
if they miss, then they're giving up pretty good field position, but there's not a whole lot of time. I think you got a 3rd down. Okay. Well, I guess it depends on, good Lord, now we got guys hurt. I mean, you in a perfect world, if you're going to go for, okay, if you don't make it and you got 4th and whatever, you're probably not going to go for it, I wouldn't think, because you're running out of time, right? Or do you?
Right.
Depends on what it is, I suppose. Let's say it's anything more than 4th and 5. You're probably not going to go for it. But if you're going to kick the field goal, do you take a delay of game penalty to run some more time off the clock?
I think it stops.
Or I was going to say, or can you even do that in college?
Yeah. And Tennessee could call a timeout if they wanted.
Oh, yeah, they got all their timeouts left, so that's true.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. TCU's 1st and 10 at the 12.
Man, that place is electric in Knoxville right now. I'd like to be there.
Yeah, that's got to be some pretty chilly atmosphere. I'd like to be there and be 20 years old.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there now. I that would just be too loud for me. I mean, if there's any justice, this by our track record, this really should go to overtime.
Yeah, I'd like to see overtime.
I mean, that really would fit normally what happens when we do this. So.
Oh, yes. Okay. Back to pass. My gosh, again, like what we talked about, the same play goes over the middle of the field, and they end up getting a 1st down.
Ugh. And he scooped that off the turf, too. That was a nice catch. Because that wasn't the best throw.
Okay, so this isn't over by any means. So,
why are they in hurry up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was just a waste of 5 seconds and a down there. That doesn't make any sense to
harder
me.
Harder to run a running play there. I look for him to run a running play here. I think Tennessee's still going to have a chance if they could stop them.
Because they're in field goal range, but they're not in it by a whole lot.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, run another passing play.
I mean, the one thing you don't want to do, you don't want to take a sack for a loss or anything like that if you're Alabama, but.
I don't understand this throwing passes right now, though. I mean, I know he probably should have caught this.
Yeah,
but
I mean, that would have been a 1st down.
And then some.
And
yeah,
then some, but, yeah. So. But now you've.
At this point, you might as well run another passing play.
Yeah, you might as well try to get a 1st down and. And as opposed to just running time, well, unless you're going to kick the field goal, You run it and
Right.
run some time off the clock here.
Yeah, well, Tennessee's got a timeout.
Yeah,
They
you
could.
can't even do that, so I don't know what to do. I might take a
Yeah.
shot at it.
Yeah.
See if
Believe
there's
he is.
something there, I might try to throw for a touchdown
Might be
and
called him. Somebody called a timeout. Should be 25 seconds put back on the clock though. TCU won in overtime.
oh, the
Touchdown.
pain. The howls are.
43-40. Tell you what, they were down.
Well, it was what? It was 30 to 13, or 24 to 13 at the half, and it was, I think it was 30 to 13 at one point.
They were down 14 in the fourth quarter. It was 30-16, I believe.
James Madison scored a touchdown, but they just turned the ball over and they're down six with 3:24 left, but they don't have the ball anymore. So they're in jeopardy of not being undefeated.
The fact that Tennessee took a timeout, they may call a running play now and make Tennessee use another timeout to just leave them with one left. So a lot of chess maybe being played
Yeah.
here late in the game.
Is there where? They're on the 32?
At Bryant Stadium.
That's still almost a 50. That's a what? A 49-yard field goal? I mean, that ain't a gimme.
He's backed up the pass. You don't want to lose.
I don't understand that. Even if they make it, I don't understand it.
I tell you what, you didn't want to take a sack there. Well, Alabama's calling for a flag,
I don't think
and
so.
he, ooh.
Will you get away with one there?
Yeah, but they were owed one, to be honest.
Let's see. On the replay. Well, I mean, he touched him, I guess, but.
He's 3 for 6 in the last three games. He's 2 for 2 tonight, though. This will be a 50-yarder,
Again,
Tim.
Will Reichert looking to be the most popular guy in Alabama, because if he makes this
He
and he
is?
ain't buying drinks.
Oh, he's Scott Norwood at Tim.
You're
Oh.
kidding me. You're ahead of me, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Oh, yeah, that wasn't even close. Oh,
For Tennessee.
no. Well, we should.
But
They should go to overtime
Tennessee's
now.
got. This is one. This is the mistake that Alabama made, I believe, though. They should have ran some running plays there
Took a
and
little
made
more.
Tennessee use a timeout.
Yeah, took a little more
Now
time
they
off the
got two
clock.
timeouts left.
15 seconds is enough time to run three plays.
Thing is, Tennessee doesn't have a too good of a kicker, but something I wanted to mention to him, I've been meaning to most of the, on the radio, is Josh Heupel, Tennessee's quarterback. He was the national championship quarterback on Oklahoma in 2000, so he's done a good job at Tennessee.
The Tennessee kicker has not had, he's kicked extra points today. He's not had any field goals. And he is 8 of 10 this year.
There's a pass to the 50.
And his longest is,
9 seconds left.
he has kicked a 51 yarder this year. So he's got a little bit of leg, but he hasn't made very many
I think the
kicks.
safe place, if they could get to the 35, I think that would be a legit type of.
Well, you, I mean, you're going to try it, right? You're not going to have enough time to do much else, so.
And Alabama was playing way too much off, which I can understand.
Well,
Way
as
too
many
many
times as
burned
they've
a whole
been
bunch.
zipped this game,
Yeah.
and that was the same route again. It's just a different player, but it was the same route. That slant into the middle of the field in between two guys into the soft spot. And there's some hello vol. Don't wonder if any of that volunteers, Jeff.
We'll take them down at the shop.
I'd
They call them
volunteer
on.
for that, some of that. I'll take one for the team, as it were.
Hey, you're Tennessee fans. You've had 15 years of misery in this series, beating this rivalry.
You almost have to. I don't know why. I guess I'm just so used to them doing it. I just feel like this can't end well for Tennessee.
They should get a playoff here. They got a long pass to about 22, it looks like, and he went down at the one
or two. Yes, that
with one or two.
There should be 2 seconds left on the clock. He hit the ground, and there was still time on the clock.
Plus, he went down for a first down. The clock is supposed to stop. And
yeah, and Nick Saban knows it.
Who in the world is the clock operator? Is he from Bama?
Watch this here on the replay.
There's no way it should
have. He's down, and there's at least 2 seconds left. There's no way that they don't give him another play here.
Yeah, there should be. They're supposed to. I mean, if you're a clock operator, is going to be fired at the end of this game. So Tennessee, that's what I'm saying, Tim. So Alabama messed up by not trying running plays there, making Tennessee use their timeouts. So we wouldn't even be in this position. I mean, that's on Saban. I'm sorry.
Now McGrath has got the chance to become the hero of the ages. If he can make this field goal,
he'll get laid for life.
He will get, and he'll never buy another drink in the state of Tennessee as long as he lives. He's going to get at least some more time to think about it. There's no way they don't call timeout at least twice, probably. He'll do it once. He'll probably do it again. He'll probably do it again, too, because he's a jerk.
Well,
that's what you do, right? You've got to use everything you have, even if it seems kind of dumb. You still got to do it because you never know, right?
Can't take them with you.
No, they don't do you any good in your pocket when the game's over, that's for sure.
They got the first down on 30, on Tennessee's 30. Why do you not run the ball and make Tennessee use their timeouts and then set up for your field goal if you miss? You're not hurting them.
Because I'm Nick Saban and we're Alabama.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of it because they're very much used. Like, they haven't found themselves in this position for a long time.
Well, the win. Oh my gosh, Tim, this kick. It's a knuckleball and it goes over.
Well, that was the ugliest game-winning field goal in the history of ever. And it don't matter because by tomorrow, nobody is going to remember that it was a knuckleball. They'll just remember that it was good. The fireworks go off in Tennessee. Down goes Alabama. And to be honest, quite possibly their chances of making it to the playoff. Well, they're going to be out of the top. They're going to be out of the top four now, until somebody else loses. Because I would think this has got to move Michigan from 5 to at least 4. And everybody
may jump.
Tennessee will probably jump up to where Michigan was at. Alabama might drop down to like 6.
And this was an absolute thriller.
What a game!
Oh my gosh.
What a game. So the final 52-49 for Tennessee. Let's have a look at them final stats.
Okay. What happened was it got tipped.
Oh, well, that makes it even greater. Somebody actually got a finger
on it? Looked like it got tipped. I don't know.
You almost got a finger because that was the ugliest kick ever. I mean, that was a horrible looking kick if it didn't get tipped.
They needed every yard to get what they got, did they? To get down there.
So it ends up, Bryce Young throws for 455 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hendon Hooker throws for 385 yards and 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. That probably evens them out, I would guess. Probably a toss-up. I give the win to Hooker, though, because he ran for 56 yards, and Bryce Young was -4 in rushing. So.
Oh, they were.
We got, 500 and.
I think the story later could be.
Nick Saban.
It's
quite possible.
Did he hand the other quarterback the Heisman?
Well, he definitely handed them the win because they should have.
Yep.
They should have blown some more time off the clock, and even if they were just going to not even go for the field goal, they should have took more time off. So Alabama ends up with 569 yards, and Tennessee ends up with 565. So we're about at 12, right around 1,200 yards of total offense. Yeah, I think that got tipped. Because it was going up here. When you watch it going up, it's not knuckling when it's going up. Wow. That is something else.
Man.
Well, we've seen it all yet again. That's when you think you've seen it all.
Well, you know, Alabama, if they went out, I think they'll still be in consideration because if they went out, they're still going to be in the SEC title game.
True.
Tennessee is on the other side with Georgia, so.
Let's see here. Who's Alabama got left?
They definitely got Auburn.
They've got.
They have LSU probably. Yeah. Mississippi. I mean, they don't have some.
They play Mississippi State next week. Then they play LSU. Then they play Mississippi, who's also ranked top 10.
Yeah, they got a tough way. They got a tough.
And
game.
Then they finish up. They got what? APSU. That's what? Is that? Who is APSU?
Could be them. If that's them, that's not an easy game.
You know, and then they play Auburn. So they got nothing. They got no easy games. Now, Tennessee, however, I think their schedule's probably not anywhere near as bad.
Well, they'll have Georgia.
Didn't they already play them?
No, they're both undefeated still.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Let's have a look at what. Yeah, but they can. My point would be that Alabama losing to Tennessee is worse than Tennessee losing to Georgia.
When does Georgia play?
They play. They got a nothing game next week. Then they play Kentucky, and then they play Georgia. In three weeks from now.
Yeah, I wish you could see the replay of the referees trying to run off the field.
Well, you want to get out of there because you know. Yeah, I just saw it. You know you're going to get trapped if you don't get off the field.
Yeah.
And then you know, and then you got to get worried because if you get trapped by some Alabama fans.
Or tearing down the goalposts.
Well, that's.
I mean, Alabama had scored on every possession before that last the field goal they missed. You're down at the 30-yard line. You got the first down. That should have been it. At that point, Tennessee should not have got the ball back at all. They should have ran the ball and ran it out.
And if they kick it on the last play and they miss, we're going to overtime at the worst.
Right. And you got to like your chances in overtime. They haven't been stopped, which really neat a team being stopped, but it was a great game, though.
That was a spectacular half of football. It had everything you could want.
I mean, it felt like we did a whole game instead of
There was what? How many points was there in the second half?
Well, it was 28 to what? Was it 28-28 at the half?
Was it 28-26? It was 28, no, it was 28-20 for Tennessee
20,
at the half.
So
we saw what? 29 and 24. We saw 43 points in the second half. Oh, wow, what a...
That's 53.
Or 53 points, right. 53 points in the second half. That's enough for a whole football game. That was spectacular. I enjoyed it. It was a great way to get back in the saddle, so to speak.
Yeah, after we kind of been a kind of rough month.
You know, again, we apologize to anyone who was looking and found nothing, but real life kind of got in the way again, and hopefully that's the end of it for the foreseeable future, but you never know. But, wow, that was something. So, tomorrow, before we call her a day, tomorrow, NFL football. Let's do a quick run. Just give me your, without getting into the particulars of it, give me your
predictions.
Give me your winners. I'm just pulling up the games.
Hey, we're you know, if people would listen to our spontaneous games or events that we decide to do, I mean, they end up being classics.
Yeah, that one, that's one for the ages.
49ers
at Falcons. Just picking winners, not the spread, just winners.
I like to win. I like 49ers win a close one.
Okay. Patriots at Browns.
You want to give your pick?
I'll take the 49ers.
Okay. I like the Pats.
I don't know what to expect. I'll take Cleveland just to be different. I have no idea. Jets at Packers.
Jets are playing better, but I still like the Packers.
Packers got to bounce back
Good
after
rebound.
Last week. Yeah, that'd
yeah.
be my pick, too.
Yeah.
Jags at Colts.
And last time Jags shut out the Colts, but I like the Colts rebound.
Okay, I'll take the Jags just to be different. Vikings on the road in Miami.
Ooh. I like the Vikings, where Miami's got to back up.
Me too. Bengals in New Orleans.
Joe Burrow going back home.
And he's been so hit and miss this year, though.
Yeah. I like the Natty to win.
All right, I'll take the Saints just to keep it interesting. Well, we don't even have to ask that game. The answer is Baltimore. Baltimore at the Giants.
I think my Giants will play hard, play close, but I can see them getting beat by a Justin Tucker field goal late.
I'll take Baltimore, but I would not be at all surprised if the Giants won. Tampa Bay at Pittsburgh.
Brady versus Pittsburgh. Take
Tampa
Brady all day.
You can't not. You take Tampa Bay anyway.
Man, I know over history, he loves sticking it to them more than anybody else.
He owns them. Panthers at the Rams.
Take the Rams. The Panthers are real side note. The Panthers are trying to are taking offers for Christian McCaffrey. So
why?
It's getting worse and worse.
Why? Well, I guess if you're going to be bad, you might as well be really bad, I guess is the thinking.
Fuck,
Cardinals at the Seahawks. That's an interesting game. Geno Smith hasn't been that bad.
Seattle's scored a lot of points. I kind of could see Seattle.
I can say
you know what? I like Arizona. Close one. I like Arizona. Close
okay,
one.
I'll take Seattle because the game's in Seattle.
Okay.
The game of the week, the game of, well, maybe not quite. Probably one of the two games of the week. Buffalo and
probably game of the year, maybe.
Buffalo and Kansas City.
I think that game's got a chance to be like the game we watched a while ago. I think the Bills get the revenge. It won't be revenge until they win the Super Bowl, but it will be.
I'll take Buffalo too, although I wouldn't be surprised if any outcome in that game.
Right.
Dallas in Philadelphia.
I didn't touch on the card, that's for sure.
Yeah. Cowboys in Philadelphia.
Man.
You know, Philadelphia is 6.5 point
favorite. I like Philly in a close one.
I got to roll with my team. I'll take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I understand.
Although, again, I wouldn't be surprised at any outcome in this game because both teams quite capable of laying an egg with no warning whatsoever. And then the Monday nighter is Denver. You know that Denver has been on TV almost every national game every week. And I don't know why, because they're not even very good. Denver at San Diego, or shit, at Los Angeles, not San Diego, at the Chargers. Chargers been kind of iffy this year, so far.
Yeah, Keenan Allen has one of their top receivers has been hurt. He keeps saying he's coming back, but that's a game I would not want to bet on either. But I'd probably take the Chargers.
All right, yeah, me too. All right, so there's some quick NFL picks for you. I'll drop this baby right away so that it's relevant. And hopefully we'll catch up to everybody next week. And if we don't, we'll see you when we do. And everybody have a good weekend.
Hopefully we can call another game like that.
That was great. So,
we wasn't as excited, but it's kind of hard to stay on the same. We don't have the our
oh,
TVs
I,
aren't
I mean,
the
well,
same.
I could scream my head off, but I didn't really see much point in it.
Yeah, maybe next time we will.
Yeah, you never know.
We will do that.
If it's a Michigan game, I might get a little more worked up. And they're crushing Notre Dame.
Yeah, I know.
Michigan against Ohio State. If Michigan won, you might get some noise out of me. Yeah, you're probably right there.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's that from the Wide Moon for this week. We'll catch up with everybody real soon. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon, everyone.